From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, and happy heavenly birthday to singer Marvin Gaye. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see. Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Curiosity Lab Bike Race. Missing Collins Hill High School student found safe and returns home. Solar eclipse viewing event at Georgia Gwinnett College scheduled for April the 8th. And Gwinnett County Drug Take Back Day set for April 27th. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Ruhaji Amani Catherine Watts, a 16-year-old from Gwinnett County who went missing last week, has safely returned home as of Monday. Last seen on March 27th after leaving Collins Hill High School and entering an Uber, Watts' disappearance prompted a search by local authorities. Gwinnett County Police have not provided further details on her return. Georgia Gwinnett College is hosting a public solar eclipse viewing event on April 8th, led by physics assistant professors Dr. Paul Camp and Dr. Amy Turner. Starting at 1:30 p.m. outside the Daniel J. Kaufman Library and Learning Center, attendees will learn about the eclipse, which happens when the sun, moon, and earth align, obscuring sunlight. While Georgia will not witness a total eclipse, the phenomenon can still be observed safely with necessary eye protection, such as a projection methods or special binoculars. The celestial event continues a historic pattern with the previous significant eclipse occurring on August 11, 1999. On April 27th, the Gwinnett County Public Department and the DEA are hosting the National Prescription Drug Take Back Initiative to combat the surge in overdose deaths. This event allows safe disposal of prescription drugs at various locations across the county from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., including police headquarters, six precincts, and Cool Ray Field. The initiative aims to prevent accidental poisoning, overdose abuse, and environmental harm by properly disposing of tablets, capsules, patches, and other prescription forms, including liquids, syringes, and sharps. No appointment is needed, and there will be no inquiries made during drop-off. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Homeownership is central to the American dream for financial stability and wealth building and still shows racial disparities. Despite a narrowing gap, with the overall minority homeownership difference now below 22 percentage points, significant variations among racial and ethnic groups persist. Black Americans face the lowest rates of homeownership, whereas Asian and Pacific Islanders have the highest. The Midwest and Northeast experience the widest gaps, with states like North Dakota and New York seeing differences over 30 percentage points. In Georgia, the gap is negative 21.6 percentage points, comparing a 54.2 minority home ownership rate to a 75.8% rate among whites. These statistics underscore the continuing struggle for equal home ownership opportunities in the U.S. Recent studies suggest that a ketogenic diet, known for its low carbohydrate and high fat regimen, could offer preventative measures against Alzheimer's disease. This diet elevates beta hydroxybutyrate levels, a molecule linked to a stronger memory pathways in brain studies, especially noted in mice research. The presence of BHB is believed to slow down the progression of mild cognitive impairment, a precursor to Alzheimer's, by enhancing synaptic connections related to memory functions. Interestingly, the diet appears to have a more significant impact on females, particularly those with a higher Alzheimer's risk. Although not a cure, the ketogenic diet and BHB present an intriguing avenue for future research aimed at healthy aging and the fight against neurodegenerative conditions. We'll be right back.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair. Mark your calendars for an exciting opportunity to shape the future. Gwinnett County Public Schools Job Fair, April 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Discovery High School. Fast track your teaching career. Meet face-to-face with district leaders, ready to welcome you aboard. Say yes to GCPS and register at teamgcps.com today.
Environmental advocates and consumer groups are raising alarms over Georgia Power's proposal to significantly increase its reliance on fossil fuels. The plan, which emerged from a preliminary deal with the Public Service Commission staff, aims to meet surging demand from industrial sectors, particularly data centers. Critics denounce the move as a step back from renewable energy commitments, highlighting concerns over potential hikes in electricity rates and environmental degradation. The strategy includes constructing new natural gas and oil power plants alongside solar battery storage solutions. With the PSC's decision looming on April 16th, there's a growing push for public engagement and critical examination of how these expansions could affect Georgia's economic and ecological future. A new study reveals a promising treatment for obstructive sleep apnea through a nasal spray containing potassium channel blockers. In trials, this spray significantly reduced airway collapses during sleep in 70% of participants, offering a potential alternative for those who struggle with traditional OSA treatments like CPAP machines. The spray enhances muscle activity in the throat, helping to keep the airway open. Published in the Journal of Heart and Circulatory Physiology, this research involved a blind trial with 10 OSA patients, highlighting the spray's effectiveness in improving sleep quality and reducing OSA symptoms. This breakthrough could lead to a more accessible and tolerable treatment options for OSA sufferers. We'll have final thoughts after this.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're looking at cereal options for you and your family, be sure and notice a few things. Number one, what's the unit price? That's the price per ounce shown on the shelf tag. Number two, what's the serving? That's on the Nutrition Facts panel. And also on the Nutrition Facts panel, you'll see the amount of sugar and fiber. Look for a cereal that has 3 or more grams of fiber and 10 or less grams of added sugar.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newnan, Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group. All rights reserved.